for more than just a chance of rain here is that we are going to have a cold front move through. So we can finally end the never-ending heat that we're currently partaking in. But that heat and humidity will at least lead to the potential of very strong thunderstorms as we go through the late afternoon and early evening hours on Friday. And it is a cold front, so we're not talking about storms continually, you know, for many, many hours, but basically one, maybe two thunderstorms moving through in a line, but those would move through and potentially bring damaging winds and large hail. Those are the primary threats. Right now, the tornado threat looks low, but we'll always have to keep an eye on that. Another thing I want to say on that is, since we are dealing with hot and humid air, and if you've noticed, we've had heat, humidity, but no thunderstorms with that the last several days. That's because there is a lid of warm air above us capping off any thunderstorm growth. There is the potential that that cap could hold, leading to another dry day tomorrow. Now, that cold front will come through, so the threat's there, and if they form, they could be strong to severe, but it's not a guarantee that we're going to get wet on this one at all.
But then cooler temps in the offing for Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely. We should be able to get outside and feel comfortable doing it. We're talking about highs generally in the low 80s with low humidity as we go through the entire weekend. So it should be absolutely wonderful for anything outdoors.